Art, all of this winning is happening after the All-Star break and after the trade of Ichiro. Is it a coincidence?
I think not. I think maybe there is something going on here. Basically, it's one of relief. Ichiro didn't want to be here. He was always an island unto himself anyway, and the Mariners didn't know what to do with him. They batted him leadoff, they batted him third, they batted him second, and his production is still in decline. I do know that there was a plan by Hiroshi Yamauchi, the owner in Japan, to extend Ichiro's contract for 2 or 3 years. That's what he wanted to do. It took Ichiro to step in and say, no, I don't want it. I want out. And that's a great relief to general manager Jack Cerenzik, Eric Wedge, and I think most of his teammates. Now, is that responsible for winning? Not really, but it does free up a position, right field, to try young guys and see if they can be productive. And it gives Wedge an opportunity to not have to work around Ichiro's declining production. So his departure is valuable, and they're getting more production out of people. And a lot of it is just the maturity of these guys, as Eric Wedge and Jack Cerenzik had hoped.
That's what I was going to say. It isn't all Ichiro. Several players have recently stepped up their game.
Yeah, and it's really what was in the forecast, was in the plan, but it was also very difficult for fans to tolerate yet another rebuild, because even though the Mariners never call it a rebuild, that's what it always is, and it seems to be perpetual. The problem is you're having all these young guys learn the game in the major leagues and at full ticket prices. This stuff, it goes on in spring training with other teams. It goes on throughout the year with the Mariners. But I do see progress in guys like Michael Saunders, Kyle Seager, Jesus Montero. Not so much for this year, but they're only 7 games under 500, and it's fun to see guys gaining confidence that they belong in the major leagues.
Well, also making news this week was the trade deadline. The Mariners got rid of 2 relief pitchers, including Brandon League, and among the players they got in return was a hitter named Eric Thames.
Yeah, he seems to be perhaps a diamond in the rough. He hit a home run on Wednesday night that went 411 feet. And has the kind of power that the Mariners have been looking for from the outfield positions. And I think they might have gotten somebody there that who could be different. Don't want to make a judgment off a brief appearance, but he has played decently for Toronto before the trade. The idea here is that they didn't get rid of Jason Vargas,
right,
their number 2 pitcher, which I think was very important. And now urgency is upon the Mariners, I think, to get him signed to a long-term extension. Because I think a lot of fans have resented, even though there is logic to it, getting rid of premium pitchers such as Doug Fister and Michael Pineda. These guys had long-term futures with the Mariners, but because they can't draw hitters to Safeco Field, they have to cannibalize their pitching in order to get young hitters with a lot of contract time on it, such as Jesus Montero. So that was gratifying to most Mariner fans, and they can build on the nucleus of young people they've got here. They may have something as early as next year. It's just that that promise has been made for 10 years, and that Mariner fans are still holding the re-embrace at arm's length.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.